Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network for another Sunday evening. Wow, we are just blown away by all the activity going on here at the old POI, and the days are ticking by, the weeks, and the months. We're glad that you have joined us on this October the 10th, 2010. I'm your host for this program, radio host Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer Talk Radio. Hey, I don't know if you've noticed, but today's date is 10-10-10. 10-10-10. I don't know if you played the lottery or not, but maybe those might be some good numbers that you might want to try. I don't know. In any event, we're here live talking to you tonight from our Charlotte, North Carolina office, our member service and product fulfillment department, and training services, and we've got a lot of all of that going on, that's for sure. But we've got a lot of information to share with you tonight. In the meantime, if you'd like to hop on, the chat room is open, and you can listen live with us there at the chat room. You can send us a chat. You can chat amongst yourselves. That chat room is now open. You can also send us an email, as always, when we're on the air, at radio@privateofficer.com. radio@privateofficer.com. It comes directly to me, and I will gladly respond to you. I'll read them on the air if you so desire. You can send us anything. You can tell us about promotions or training happening in your area. You can let us know about something that has happened at your job site in the past week. Maybe you want to give us a heads up or a lookout. We will be glad to share all of that information with our listeners. Well, as I told you last week, the U.S. State Department has issued a travel alert for U.S. citizens going to Europe. And, you know, again, I just want to briefly mention this because we do have listeners in the European countries. We do have associates and members who are middle and upper management, security and law enforcement, and they do travel. So heads up, if you haven't heard, there is a U.S. Department, State Department alert, travel advisory out for Europe, as we've had a number of intel that has said that Al-Qaeda and affiliated organizations are continuing to plan terrorist attacks in Europe. Some of those may be similar to Mumbai, India. You may remember that attack at the Taj Mahal that occurred a few years ago where it left more than 160 people dead. It was a terrible tragedy. So just another heads up, if you are traveling anytime soon to Europe, we do want to make sure that you are safe. And we want to make sure that you have adequate notice to either delay or avoid your travel or possibly just use a lot more caution than you normally would. Of course, we also want to make sure that you are aware of the Mexico situation, terrible gang-style shootings, murders of street gangs, officials, and police alike continues there in Mexico. You can never be sure exactly where or when. Yes, it has been centered around Mexico City and other places, but I myself would not be traveling to Mexico anytime soon. The U.S. government cannot assure me of my safety, and definitely the Mexican authorities cannot guarantee me of my safety, and therefore, as much as I would like to take a cruise or go lay out on the beach, you know, along the Gulf of Mexico, I'll do that here in the U.S. for now. But those are just a couple of immediate heads up that I wanted to make you aware of. Again, you can email us at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com while I'm on the air, or if you are listening a podcast later on in the evening or tomorrow or next week or whenever, and you want to send us an email, you can still do that at radio@privateofficer.com. And we do appreciate all of the many emails that we get, and we try to share as many as we can with you. And keep them coming. Don't stop now. I was going to sing a song for you, but I won't. But we do appreciate all of the emails that we get. Submit your news, your training, your event happenings, and we will be glad to post that. Want to give you some heads up now? This is big news. Big news coming out of Private Officer International. We have a huge, the largest announcement so far in the history of Private Officer International in the last 6 years will be made on tonight's radio broadcast. Tomorrow there will be a press release issued. There will be an email alert sent out to thousands of people worldwide. There will be some media attention given to this. However, tonight, if you are listening to us live on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network, you're going to hear it first. This is the largest, beyond largest, the hugest, if that was a word, event, item, news, announcement that we will have ever made in the last 6 years. And you're going to hear it shortly right here. Don't know if you've received some emails over the last week or so, or possibly even some phone calls from staff. We are offering some deep membership discounts. Now, folks, is the time to get your lifetime membership for $149.95. I know that sounds a little pricey. It was $175. It actually is valued at more than $300. However, right now, $149.95, lifetime membership. If you're a member, even for 5 years, at $35 normal rate per year, you will have saved. If you are a member for 10, 15, 20 years, this will be absolutely a bargain. We've been around now for 6 years. We're not going anyplace. It's only getting bigger, better, by the day, by the moment, by the hour. Don't be afraid of investing your money and then having nothing to show for it, because obviously you know the value of membership. You know the value that we offer our private officer members. And right now, you can take advantage. $149.95, this will be good throughout the month of October. If you recently paid for a membership, whether it was a single year or a double year, we will give you credit on that. We will give you credit on that, so you will only owe the balance, and you will be paid in full for a lifetime member. If you have purchased a membership in the last 30 days, we will adjust it accordingly, and you will just owe the balance. So you can get a lifetime membership right now for $149.95. Right now, we also have the two-year membership that is available for $49.95, 35% savings, folks. Very substantial. You can get it right now for $49.95. It was scheduled to go off special this weekend. However, we're going to hold it over until the end of the month. So I encourage you to get either the two-year or, if funds are available, to get the lifetime membership. It is definitely a substantial savings right now. As an added sweetener to the already pretty sweet deal, we're going to kick in a free CD. Tonight's training that we're going to be doing is going to be an extended training. Now, I know. I said I wouldn't do any more extended training on the radio programs because people are getting the milk free and not buying the cow. But I am compelled recently to put together a training about safety first. And tonight's subject is going to be safety first. We will not be talking about assaults, stabbings, shootings. We will be talking about other safety issues that go unnoticed. If you do, purchase a two-year membership or a lifetime membership, this week we will give you a free copy of a CD copy of tonight's in-depth training. I believe this is going to go to a two-segment series. However, we will give you a full CD recording of the training. If you order either the two-year or the lifetime membership this week. So that will sweeten the deal even more than it already is. Want to tell you about the chapters. We have lots of big, big news on the chapters. We have numerous chapters open, others opening this week, and dun-dun-dun-dun, we have our first cohesive international chapter meeting this Tuesday. Mark it on your calendar, October the 12th, 7:30 Eastern Time. This Tuesday, we will all have a chapter conference call. We will be talking about chapter business. We will be going over the bylaws. We will be going over procedures. We'll be going over the networking, the training aspects. We will be assisting in recruiting. We will answer questions, and we will have some training on the international chapter conference call. Well, you know, I can't be around for that. You know, I'm going to be in Manchester and everything, but, you know. We've tried for weeks and months to schedule our conference calls, our trainings, our personal phone calls to coordinate with everyone's schedule. And to be frank with you, it's just impossible. When you're dealing with hundreds and thousands of people, not only here in the U.S., but in 16 other countries, it is impossible to schedule one conference call, one training, to suit everybody's schedule. It's impossible. However, we will hold this conference call. It will be available on a recorded podcast. And we will hold another one and another one and another one. And we will continue holding conference calls, trainings, and everything in our power to get everybody on the same page. It is not easy, I'm telling you. I knew that it wouldn't be. I just didn't know how difficult it was going to be. But we are going to have our first international chapter conference call this Tuesday, 7:30 Eastern Time. Here is your phone number. Write it down. 712-432-0800. Here's the number again. Area code 712-432-0800. It will ask you for a PIN number. Your PIN number is 843081. 843081. Tuesday night, October the 12th, 2010. 7:30 Eastern Time. Be there, especially if you are an area chapter manager, a designated ambassador, or you are wanting to be involved in the chapters or apply for a management position. You're going to need to be on the conference call. If you cannot make it, you must send me an email, rickm@privateofficer.com, rickm@privateofficer.com. So that we can get with you on a one-on-one or work within your schedule for our next conference call. But it's very important, if possible, that you are on the conference call. Again, the number is 712-432-0800. The PIN number that you will need to put in is 843081, 843081. Big stuff happening, lots going on. I know it's difficult to get everybody on the same schedule. I know it's difficult to get everybody available at the same time, but try your hardest, folks. Try. I've called, I've left messages. We've had conference calls with very few people, but we get tons of emails saying, oh, we want to be involved in the chapters. We want to be an ACM. We want to do this. We want to do that. That's great, but in order to do these things, you have to have a little bit of availability, a little bit of time to spend with us either on a conference call or one-on-one phone conversation so that we can coordinate all of this together. I'd appreciate it if you cannot make it, that you would at least send me an email, rickm@privateofficer.com, so I know that you're still interested, so that I know that there's a scheduling conflict, and so that we can get it together with you. Okay? All right, this Tuesday. October the 12th, 2010, 7:30 Eastern Time. All right, if you're listening to us for the first time or maybe you're not familiar with how you can reach us, we are all over the Internet. You can follow us on the Internet at our own main website, www.privateofficer.com, www.privateofficer.com. If you haven't been there in a while, go there as frequently as possible because we do update the material. We are trying to update it on a regular basis. You're going to find a lot of new stuff over the next few weeks there. Always use that as your reference point. You can also link in from our main website to all of the other things that we're involved in, like this radio program. You can just go to our website and hit the link, and you're there. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/privateofficer.com. You can friend us right now. You can make us a favorite right now. You can follow us on Twitter/privateofficer. As we've mentioned many times, our Twitter is interfaced with our news blog, so every time we update the news blog, guess what happens? You get a tweet. You can also be on our own forums at privateofficer.ning, privateofficer.ning, N-I-N-G. We have a great community going on there, about 500 members from around the country and around the world. We have law enforcement, we have private security, we have management, we have frontline personnel. Got a lot of great stuff, great video. Join us on our forums. You can also go to our main website at privateofficer.com and click on the link for the breaking news, and it's going to take you to our news blog, and you know, you'll be able to stay on top of all of the great stuff that is happening in the news, and there's always a ton of that, as you will soon see as we get to that segment of the program. We have training available to you. I know that a email was sent out, I think overnight or yesterday sometime, that was telling you about the training division. We are absolutely going crazy with the training because we are offering training now in three delivery methods. You can get training online in a document series. You can get training now downloaded to you in an MP3, an audio that you're going to be able to take with you on the go, learn as you go, wherever you are, whether you're on the job, in the car, you'll be able to listen to your module in audio, in stereo, and I'll be talking in my radio voice. So you'll get to hear me in the studio, on the radio, in my radio voice. And you're going to be able to listen at work, wherever you are, and study at the same time. So I think this is really cool. We were going to use a download site like iTunes. However, we found that this is going to work better. We have a way to upload the MP3 directly to you, and so we're going to try that. That will be available on the website this week. The third way that training is available is we've actually snail mailed out the whole training manual and PowerPoint to students. So if you are either computer challenged or you don't have access or you have limited access, we have a couple of students who are traveling for their work right now. One is on strike control and one does event security all over the country. He goes wherever the big events are. You know, sometimes you just don't have a computer close by. So we are able to overnight snail mail the training to them, and they're able to study it and then take the test. So three delivery methods are now available. No reason why you can't have training. It is affordable. It is convenient. We get it to you one way or the other. We have not only certification courses, we have individual modules that people take all the time. They're very inexpensive, $20. We also have a brand new Private Officer Boot Camp series, $169, well worth the money, but right now it's on sale for $99. We did have someone ask last week, why are you selling all of this stuff? Why are you selling it? Why have you gone commercial, they asked. And I just asked him, what do you want us to do? Give it away? Find me a company of any type that gives their product away, and I'll take whatever they have. Even if I don't have use for it, I'll take it if it's free. No company, no organization, no association is going to give you anything free. However, we do try to make it affordable as possible. And taking into consideration who it is that is our, you know, prime member, who it is that, you know, we're really targeting. We're not targeting the upper-level security management. We're targeting frontline officers and supervisors. So we do really try to make it as affordable as possible. We're going to be adding a lot more training to our website in the next few weeks. We've been telling you this now. We are very tied up with the chapters and some other things going on, but I promise you, we will. Speaking about the chapters, I touched base a couple of weeks ago. You may or may not know it, but we have our own flag. Yeah, we have our own flag. We'll be able to fly our colors, as they say in the military and law enforcement, at our meetings, at our events, at our funerals, at our ceremonies. We will be able to have our logo, our flag flying. They will be made available to you. They will be made available to the chapters. They will be for sale soon. Be looking for those also on the website. See? So much going on. Our brand new LP radio show will be kicked off next week, Monday night, October the 18th, October the 18th, put it on your calendar, 8 p.m., we will be broadcasting live from our studios, and we've got a great show for you. If you are involved in loss prevention, mall security, retail security investigation, fraud investigation, you won't want to miss it. We're still looking for guest hosts. If you would like to guest host, you know, and you're involved in loss prevention, just send me an email at radio@privateofficer.com. radio@privateofficer.com. We've got so much happening. We really do. Want to mention also that we are still in search or seeking out people who want to be on the honor guard, people who want to be on the airsoft and paintball competition teams, people who want to be involved in being an ambassador. What does that do, you might ask? Well, ambassadors assist us in our local areas. They assist us in the benevolent services. They assist us when officers are involved in serious situations, when they're involved in being injured or killed in the line of duty. So if you're interested, send us an email, adminassist@privateofficer.com. We're also still looking for a few more private officer stories. We are compiling a book called Security in Motion, which will be out the first of the year. It will be available on Amazon and also Barnes & Noble and several other sites. If you would like to become an instant author, you can do it. Just send us 200-plus words of something that has happened to you. It could be funny. It could be serious. It could be scary. It might be stupid. We've had a few of those, but they were kind of funny. You know, whatever that really has happened to you, you can send it to us. It will be edited for the book. You'll become an instant author. All proceeds for this project will go to the Benevolent Fund, and we certainly need that right now. So if you want to get involved, just send us 200-plus words. Tonight we want to say happy birthday to Marty Fuller in Canton, Ohio. He's 25, a security officer there. Happy birthday to you, Marty. Thank you for writing in to us. Thank you for your kind words. We really do appreciate all of the people who write in to us. Billy Hammack, he's 43 in Newburgh, Indiana. And honestly, I don't know if it's a he or she. B-I-L-L-I-E these days. Could be female, could be male. I apologize. I have no way of knowing. So happy birthday to you, Billy Hammack, 43. Tashonda Williams in Montgomery, Alabama is 44. She is a loss prevention manager for a large retailer who is based, I believe, in Charlotte, North Carolina, actually. And Tashonda is 44 and proud of it, she says. She is getting younger, not older. Happy birthday to you. Frank Hyatt in Queensland, Australia, one of our members, associates, friends there in the Down Under, is 38. On Friday, he was 38. Happy birthday, Frank. Mark Cummings in Indiana City, Michigan. Indiana City. Now, you hear Indiana City, where do you think that's located? I would say Indiana, right? Wrong. It's in Michigan. Happy birthday, Mark. I don't know how old you are, but happy birthday. I also want to recognize Ken Bell. He received his Certified Asset Protection Professional 2 certification this past week. Congratulations, Ken. William T. Hearns, he also received his Certified Asset Protection Professional 2. He is a security and safety manager for a company, industrial company, actually. Mary Jo Burgoyne received her Certified Church Security Specialist, and congratulations to all of you, and happy birthday to all of you. Thanks, everybody who writes in, everybody who shares their information and their stories to us. It's just great. Henry in Bellingham, Washington, wrote me this week. He said he found our show recently while scanning through the Blog Talk Network. He really enjoys our show. He's involved in security. he can't wait to see a seminar out on the West Coast. And, well, guess what? Got some more big news to share. You won't have to wait much longer. I'll be telling you about that shortly. Ron wants all of our POI members to be more visible during local events and funerals, and we second that. We want you to be involved. If a security officer is injured in your neck of the woods, you should know about it before we do. You should be reading the newspaper. You should be listening at the news. You should be watching the news, and you should be alerting us. Be more visible. Be more vigilant. Be an ambassador for the association. Shelly said, thanks for all the information that you are sharing with us on the shows. Keep up the good work. Maddie also says, keep up the good work. Terry Long, who is in Idaho, Boise, Idaho. She loves the show. She's going to be listening to the LP Zone, and she says, thanks for all that POI is doing. You know, like I said, we got tons and tons and tons and tons of great listeners, great associates and friends and members, growing stronger by the moment. I know that I've mentioned this before, and tonight my time is kind of limited because tonight's program is only 90 minutes. Usually it's 2 hours. Tonight it's 90 minutes. But, you know, we have a lot of great people that we work with, and we hope that we have been able to bless you, inform you, help you on the job. We're doing this not for us. I could be sitting back watching TV and, you know, pigging out on ice cream or something, you know. Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time, I could be kicked back relaxing because I run 24/7 just about with everything that I'm involved in. But because we know that the security industry, especially the frontline officers, dearly need this, we're doing it. And we want you to be aware that there's a lot of things available to you. Now, some people are, and we are really appreciative of those people. But if you're not sure what's available to you as a member, as an associate, as somebody who's interested in Private Officer International, send us an email to adminassist@privateofficer.com. If you haven't found enough information on our website at privateofficer.com, we'll be glad to send you an email or call you on the phone and tell you what it's all about. We really are here for the private officer, for the private security industry. So take advantage of everything that is available. Have two? I said one, but there really is two. I was going to share one of these with you in a couple of weeks, but, you know, I'll go ahead and tell you now. So if you're listening tonight, you're going to be the first informed of two huge, huge announcements. Wow. All right, the number one largest announcement. Actually, there are two. We've got two. Two large announcements. They're huge. Are you ready for them? I'll bring them up to you right after the news. Isn't that what the American Idol do or whatever? Isn't that how TV works? News from the Hamilton County, Ohio area, which is Cincinnati, authorities there said that they've arrested a number of people responsible for 26 different casino robberies of patrons. Kenyatta Erkins, 35, Yugby Oli, 34, and Amy Hoover, 25, have all been arrested in conjunction with robbery of casino patrons. According to police, they've been charged with aggravated robbery and conspiracy. They were following casino patrons from Indiana casinos home after observing them gather their winnings and then robbing them. Police, their investigations led them to these three, and that they are now in jail awaiting trial. In Gaston County, Florida, a high school security officer was severely beaten Friday Police there say that a security officer asked a teenager to remove his hat while in the lunchroom. He hit the security officer in the cafeteria a number of times. He also slammed his head to the floor. Police, a resource officer in the school, was able to subdue the suspect. Police say that he's facing felony assault charges. In Baltimore, Maryland, you may have heard about this, a lesbian couple who was ejected from the M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore during Game 3 between the Ravens and Cleveland Browns are suing. They say that, you know, this is ridiculous. Security has told the press that they were ejected because they stole some plastic cups from behind a counter, but the two women say that they were actually ejected because they were spotted kissing. Law enforcement was on scene, and they assisted in ejecting the two from the stadium. Now, Mary Kate Morris and Nicole Marchetto say that they're going to sue the security company and the stadium. We will be following this news, and we will bring you some updates. Houston, Texas, police there say that they are awaiting an autopsy to determine the death of a baby boy in southwest Houston. The 9-month-old child's mother was bringing the child to a hospital after he was unresponsive, spotted a security officer at a local Texaco gas station, and stopped and asked for assistance. The security officer performed CPR and notified paramedics. However, the child died. Great effort on the part of the security officer, and we will be following up with him. In Atlantic City, New Jersey, casino security there arrested a man from Brooklyn, New York, after he was involved in the mugging and beating of a casino patron. According to casino security officers at the Tropicana Casino, they spotted the suspect on video. They say that he beat the patron and then robbed them of $5,000 in casino chips. The man was apprehended. He's been identified as Hazmalin Ismail from Brooklyn. He faces felony charges in New Jersey. Also in the news this week, a school security officer was fired in Gary, Indiana, after he was caught stealing computers. According to law enforcement, he was employed by the Gary Community School Corporation at Roosevelt High School. He's been charged with 2 counts of theft. He was also an auxiliary police officer in Gary. He has been terminated from that job as well. According to police, Timothy Scheer was working as a security officer when an investigation came up and he became the suspect. Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, a 41-year-old man upset that he was asked to leave a secured area of Pearl Harbor, threatened a security officer with a knife. Police were called at around 2:40 p.m. on Thursday after security said that the man pulled out a knife after being asked to leave a secured area. He's been charged with suspicion of first-degree terroristic threatening, and he is being held in jail. A tribal security officer in Clinton, Oklahoma, has been convicted of conspiring to rob two tribal members who he was working for. Police say that he and another person were going to rob the Cheyenne and Arapaho Smoke Shop in Clinton, Oklahoma. Sanford C. Coates and Jeffrey Brady both confessed to the conspiracy, and they are facing now substantial prison time. A Colton, California security manager has been arrested. He's been charged with stealing from his employer, which is the Colton Joint Unified School District. Police say he was arrested after he was caught stealing money. He was caught on surveillance video cameras stealing cash from a classroom. Joe C. Trahula, 45, has been charged with felony theft, and he is currently being held in the West Valley Detention Center. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I was going to bypass this and not say anything, but you know, it makes me sick when security and law enforcement are arrested for being dishonest, for stealing from the people that they're supposed to be protecting. It really, I don't get it. I don't think that $20 or $50 is worth losing your job and facing a prison term. I don't get it. In Cookeville, Tennessee, which is just outside of Knoxville, police there say that they were notified by Walmart security after a shopper notified them that a man was driving around the parking lot naked, completely naked from head to toe. David A. Youngblood, 50, of Greenville, South Carolina, was caught driving his vehicle around and around the parking lot completely naked. Police are not saying why he was driving naked, but they have arrested him for indecent exposure. You get all kinds. A security officer in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, was stabbed on Thursday multiple times at a Myrtle Beach apartment complex. According to police, he asked a man who did not live on the property and was trespassing to leave. The man, who appeared to be intoxicated, pulled out a knife and stabbed the security officer a number of times before fleeing. The identity of the security officer has not been known, has not been released yet. And the suspect is still at large. Wilmington, Delaware, another knife incident. Loss prevention agents there was working at the Sports Authority. They caught a couple of hoodlums stealing from their store. And according to the security officer, when they tried to apprehend the suspects, they also pulled a knife. They escaped in a Chevy Blazer, and police are looking for them for robbery. Security officer in Middletown, New York, had to be transported to a hospital by ambulance after he was assaulted at a school by a brother and sister team. According to police, the 16 and 17-year-olds were involved in some type of situation when security was called. They assaulted the security officer, and when he tried to detain them for their incident, he was punched several times in the head and hit his head. Also, they hit him in the head with a cell phone. He was taken by ambulance to the Orange Regional Medical Center, where he's been released. The brother and sister are in custody. Security personnel in Kennewick, Washington State, great job here. Security officers on patrol responded to an alarm at the Les Schwab Tire Center. They arrived and found the door open. Items were stacked outside the door around midnight. Officers began to look for the suspects. The burglars were able to get away in a Volkswagen, but not before security got their tag, notified local police, who cornered them down the road. Kevin Caracker, 25, and Richard Todd Bohan, 25, also both charged with burglary. They're currently being held in the Benton County Jail, right where they belong. Great job by those security officers. In Warrensburg, New York, a security officer was stabbed to death. According to the county sheriff, Richard N. Giga, 25, was in custody after a manhunt. Police say that the security officer was working at the Renaissance Project Rehab Center. According to police, the security officer, Leland Wood, 61, was stabbed a number of times. A nurse was also stabbed. The suspect is in custody, and he is charged with murder at this time. We have a lot of news going on. We're going to break away from the news as we bring you a couple of really huge announcements. Boy, I wonder if really I should just keep these to myself for now, because I know they're pretty large. Well, I'm going to release one to you. I like to keep my promises, so I will release one. All of you probably have heard of something called NCIC, the National Criminal Information Center, the database used by local police, county sheriffs, and the FBI. The NCIC is what you use when you want to check for wants and warrants, when you are looking for information on a stolen vehicle, stolen merchandise, when you want to check on criminal activity in the area, reports of criminal activity or other situations. It is the database used to store criminal history. You probably have all heard of NCIC. Well, we have been working on, got a little secret for you actually, we have been working on a project that is sorely needed by the private security industry. And, you know, I looked around for years, actually, for other companies to offer something similar to NCIC. I couldn't find it. I looked around for a vendor who provided a link to the information. And unless you are some type of commissioned police officer, special police department, campus police department, you're not going to get that information until now. Private Officer International, in affiliation with a number of other companies and vendors and service providers, is in the middle of building an intranet for registered users only that will access real-time wants and warrants, stolen vehicles, criminal activity reports, sexual predator alerts, sex registry, and other vital, pertinent, urgent data that you need in the field. We don't know exactly when it will be available. Working on it as quickly as possible with everything else that we have going. It will definitely be 2011. It will be a subscription-based. You will be able to access it from your PDA, your BlackBerry, your smartphone, your laptop, or your computer. Very similar to NCIC. We don't have a name for it quite yet. We are working on some name for it. It may be called the National Security Information Center, NSIC, or something of that nature. We're not sure. But this is big, huge news. If you have a suspect stopped and you don't know if there's any warrants, and you call the police and they say, well, we can't give you that information, but we'll send you a police officer. Well, guess what? Now you'll have that information. If you are checking a suspicious vehicle that you think might be stolen, or you're going to tow a vehicle and you want to see, hey, it's been parked here a long time, it looks like it could be a hot car, now you will be able to link in to find out if it's stolen. There will also be some limited access to criminal history. We do not want people to misuse this information, and therefore we're going to provide limited information on criminal history, but that too will also be available. And we'll let you know more about the protocols as we get further and further into this, but this website will be connected to our main website address, and you will have access to the information that you might need when you're on patrol, when you're investigating a situation, so on and so forth. We will also have a database of people who have been trespassed off various properties and other information that we're going to compile in a number of databases. So this is big, 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 big news. Big news. If this isn't enough to make you want to be a member of Private Officer International, I don't know what else we can do for you. I really don't. I don't know what else we can do for you. we have really generated a lot of different programs and projects. We've really done a lot of things that, you know, honestly, most people just don't offer. Most associations, so on and so forth, don't have. But we are excited about this new service, this new project, and we hope that you are too. So there you go. Now you got it. Now you can take it back to your coworkers. Guess what's happening? Over at POI, private officer, guess what they're doing now? Holy Toledo, you're never going to guess. Whew, wow. It's exciting, isn't it? Very, very exciting because nobody else is doing it. Tonight we want to talk a little bit about safety first. Safety first. Safety first. It's a catchphrase. You've heard it before. Construction sites, manufacturing facilities, and warehouses. Hard hats require safety glasses needed. There are many hazards on every site, every assignment, every post. We often talk, we often think, and we often train about the hazards that come with our particular job, in the form of assaults and injuries to officers, from attacks, from non-compliant arrestees, robbery suspects, and those who would do harm to us. But the real fact is, folks, more security officers, more employees are killed and injured in the line of duty on the job by other workplace hazards than by being killed by suspects. How many times have we found ourselves walking around our assignments, not really paying too much attention to all the activity happening out in the yard, not paying too much attention as we're making our foot rounds, our patrols through these manufacturing facilities, through these warehouses, through these big industrial sites? How many times have we found ourselves going through dangerous areas? Places filled with chemicals, steam, electricity, sparks, fires, foundries, furnaces. How many times have we been there in that situation? Never fully prepared to be there. Never fully prepared, properly equipped, properly trained to be even on that job site. How many times? Maybe you have been there recently. Maybe you can say, oh, yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about, man. I work over there down in that where they make all that steel down there. They got fire, flames shooting everywhere. I'm going down in there. I don't have no goggles, no faceplate, no protection, and everybody else does. I don't even got steel toes, but they're, you know, I got to walk through all that because that's where my key clock got to be down there. How many times do we work in dangerous workplaces, dangerous sites, dangerous locations without too much thought, without too much consideration? There are more hazards on work sites. Your post, every assignment, than there are actually more hazards than if you worked in the bad part of town. Let me say this again because some people don't believe it, but I got the research data. More hazards, more dangers, more problems, every site, every assignment, every post. There is more likelihood of you being injured or even killed in the line of duty, in your job, than if you were working in the bad part of town. People don't really think about it. They don't really realize it. How many times have we walked onto a property? We're going to start our shift right there as we go through the gate, right there at the entrance. What does it say? It says, you must have goggles. You must have a hard hat. You must have safety equipment to enter this property. Does that sound familiar? How many times have you walked through a property? How many times have you gone through one of your assignments and you look around and you see hazards? You see wires hanging. You see dangers. How many times have you seen things that you questioned, but, you know, this is where I got to be today, and I better not say too much? We have to understand and we have to realize that every site, no matter where it might be, no matter what the location is, no matter if it's a foundry, a warehouse, no matter if it's a church, a school, there are dangers everywhere. Everywhere. It doesn't matter what kind of post you're on. It doesn't matter what your assignment is tonight. Yeah, well, I'm working at a hospital. It's clean. It's new. I'm at a hotel. Yeah, I'm in a 34-story office complex, and it's top of the line, Class A building. Ain't nothing wrong here. Yes, there is. There are problems on every site, but sometimes you can't see the trees through the forest or the forest through the trees. You know that old saying? Sometimes you're looking, but you're not seeing. Every job has problems. But we get so used to the sounds, the sights, the smells. We get so accustomed that we just don't even see it or think about it or hear it anymore. You ever drive down the road and see a police car trying to get through rush hour traffic? People have become so accustomed to the siren, they don't move out of the way. They see it, they hear it, but it doesn't register with them. And that's how it is sometimes when you're in a situation. It becomes so commonplace. It becomes so everyday. It becomes so routine that you don't even pay attention to the bare wires that you walk past every day on your job. You don't pay attention to the darkened hallway, the stairwell that you've got to walk down, that you've got to walk through to make your patrol each hour. Sometimes you don't pay attention. You see it, but you don't really see it. You see the safety hazards, but it doesn't register. Maybe you've made notations in your report. Maybe you've made reports after reports after report. Nobody's fixed it. Nobody's responded. So I'm just going to go ahead with it. I'm just going to go with the flow. Unfortunately, with an attitude like that, unfortunately, that's going to lead to you being injured one way or the other on the job and possibly killed. Well, why are you talking about this today? Why is this subject even important now? June is National Workplace Safety Month. But in June, we had a lot of other things going on, as we do now. So we've made October National Safety, Workplace Safety Month for us. Officer safety is number one priority regardless of where you're working. You must be alert, you must be on your toes, and you must be proactive in your own well-being, whether you're facing an armed suspect or a hazardous work site. It's easy not to think about the dangers that are lurking. It's easy to overlook it. It's easy for it not to register. It's easy to put it in the back of your mind. Oh, nothing's going to happen to me. This year, 2010, 41 security officers have been seriously injured. We're not talking about a little cut on the hand. We're not talking about a scrape. We're talking about serious injuries, and four have been killed, four, because of the hazards of the workplace environment. I didn't know that. Just this past week in Harris Township, Ohio, a security officer working a second job at Charlie Jones Produce, just trying to survive, just trying to pay his bills, just trying to do a good job, died in a workplace-related accident. It seems so weird. It seems so out of place. It seems so impossible when I tell you that the security officer was run over. Run over at a tomato processing plant by a driver driving a forklift with a big metal container of tomatoes on it. Because of the dust in the air and the time of day, the driver said his vision was partially obscured. He could not see Pedro Alvarez, the security officer, and he ran over him. squished him like a bug, ran him down in front of the forklift, dead on the scene at 11:15 p.m. OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, the Department of Labor, the coroner's office, and the sheriff's department are investigating right now. It's just an accident. You think he really thought, hey, I'm going to go to work tonight, I'm going to get killed? It's not going to be by guns, it's not going to be by knives, it's not going to be by bombs, I'm going to get killed because some stupid driver isn't going to see me, he's going to hit me. Of course not. He never went to work thinking that. And you never go to work thinking that. But the workplace is one of the most dangerous places to be. The workplace, regardless of your environment, regardless of what type of workplace it might be. Oh, yeah, there are more dangerous ones than others. Some are much more dangerous. But the workplace is where thousands of employees are killed every year. Thousands of people are killed on the workplace. We never think about the slippery floors, the sharp objects, the exposed wires, the electrical fuse boxes, the unlit stairwells and hallways that we have to go down after everybody's gone. We never think about the darkened posts and the areas where you have to make those rounds, those patrols. We never think about all the safety hazards that we really face every day on the job. Improperly stored chemicals, hazardous waste, spillage, hot metal, glass, things that are stacked way too high and way too full that could come crashing down on you. We never think about it, but the alarms and the sirens and all the warning signals are there. They are there, but we don't pay attention. How many times have you been driving? How many times have you witnessed people trying to outrun a train? Crossing down, but still people gotta push the envelope, gotta try and make it across the track. They gotta get over there, even if it costs them their life. It's the same way with you and me on the job. We know the stairwell is dark. We don't have a flashlight. And if we do, it's not very good. It doesn't do a good job lighting up the stairwell. We walk down through the darkened hall. Oh, we're big and bad. We're going to make it. Nothing's ever happened. Ain't nothing there. I ain't scared of the dark. I ain't afraid of no boogeyman. Come on, bring them on. We walk places that we shouldn't be walking. We're not wearing steel-toed safety boots, but yet we're walking through the broken glass. We're walking through the metal sheds. We're walking to places that are dangerous, but we're going anyways. Yeah, you don't understand. That's my job. you vest, hard helmets, hard hats, gloves. That's why they have safety barricades, traffic cones. You know, you got to be smart in what you're doing. You have to be prepared. You have to be equipped. But most of all, you've got to operate in a safe method. Safety first is not just a phrase. It's not a catch-all phrase that risk managers use around the country because it sounds cool. Hey, safety first. All right. Safety first. We've only had 19 accidents this month. All right. Thumbs up. We're doing a good job here. No, we're not. We're doing a lousy job. We're doing a bad job. Safety first should be your first priority, whether it's protecting yourself with an armor, a bulletproof vest, protecting yourself against people who might attack you, or protecting yourself from the hazards of the work site, like exposed wires, oily floors, and so on and so forth. How many people listening to me tonight know what an MSDS sheet is all about? How many people have ever looked at an MSDS sheet? How many people have ever asked their client, their employer, hey, what's up? We got some chemicals here. You all got a MSDS sheet? I need to know what this is. I need to be familiar with it. I need to know if this is a hazmat situation. If something happens, what do I got to do? How am I supposed to respond and act? And we're not concerned until something happens, until it's too late, until the accident is over. I want you, starting right now, today, this moment, start thinking about workplace safety. Start thinking about what your environment is, where it is that you're working. If it's a grocery store, there are hazards there. Chemicals, spillage on the floor. Yeah, Clorox, ammonia, different things that are used. There are poisons at grocery stores. I want you to start thinking, start using the scene size up. If you haven't taken the course, take it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, find out. The scene size up. We teach people how to be prepared before the emergency. You see, as I say over and over again, people don't plan to fail. They just fail to plan. Nobody knew that the security officer going to work at a tomato plant, at a tomato processing plant where they make tomato juice, tomato sauce, and whatever else they do with tomatoes, nobody knew that a little dust in the air, that a little darkness would end the life of this young man. Nobody could forecast it. Nobody could see it on the radar. Nobody could even surmise it. It wasn't that the guy got electrocuted. It wasn't that he fell into a vat of hot oil. It wasn't that he fell down 10 flights of stairs. He was walking across the parking lot, and he was hit by a forklift with a large metal box on it. Could he have prevented that? Possibly. Could the driver of the forklift maybe plan differently? Could he have prevented it? Probably. Safety first. If you're driving your vehicle, regardless if it's on the street or in a parking lot, you're responsible for your actions. You're responsible to keep that vehicle under control at all times, regardless of the weather, the road conditions, dust in the air, rainstorm, it doesn't matter. Maybe he should have been going a little bit slower. Maybe the security officer should have been wearing a vest, a traffic vest, a reflective protective vest, maybe even protective reflective gloves, a hard hat. I want you to begin doing good scene size up of your environment, of your work location. If you work in an industrial site, a warehouse, an office complex, a hospital, a shopping mall, have the right equipment. Have the right gear for the job. Well, they don't have it out here. I've been telling them for years. They need to get out some traffic vests because we're out here in the dark and we might get hit. Tell them again. Put it on the report. Write a report. Send it away. Make sure that you have a copy of it. We need to be better prepared. Safety first, people. Safety first. That means hard hats in construction zones. Even if there's no construction going on, wear the hat, especially if you're on patrol, if you're on foot patrol. Something could fall on you. Wear the goggles if people are working. Dust is flying everywhere. Stuff is in the air. Wear those steel-toe boots and be prepared. Last week in Jackson, Mississippi, a security officer was highlighted in a story in the newspaper. The woman, whose name I won't mention, was directing traffic in the middle of the road in front of a school. They were saying how wonderful she was with the children and what a great person she was to be around the children at the school, how serious she took her job, and so on and so forth. And as I read the story, there was a huge picture of her directing traffic and smiling. Oh, hey, nice for the camera. I recognized something dangerous about the whole situation immediately, and I was astounded. First of all, that she would be in the middle of the road directing traffic, being that she was only, and I say only, school security, but being that she was, you know, school security in the middle of the road, we have no authority to direct traffic unless the police department allows it. We do on private property, but not in the road. But what really astounded me and got me concerned immediately upon looking at the picture, she had no traffic safety vest, no warning gear, no, you know, big stop sign, no reflective gloves on, no nothing to identify her beyond the uniform in the street. And a cloudy, overcast morning, a darkened morning, nothing to protect her, nothing to give her any added protection while standing in the middle of the street. How many people get hit by cars every year? Hundreds, thousands of pedestrians hit by vehicles. You think drivers are paying attention? No way, Joe. They're reading. They're putting on makeup, they're eating their lunch, their breakfast, they're listening to, you know, the news on their TVs, their radios, they're talking on the cell phone, they're texting, even though that's illegal in most states now. I mean, they're not paying attention. So it was extremely dangerous for her to be out in the middle of the road, completely unprotected, no reflective gear whatsoever. And she's going to get an award from us because she was highlighted, and it was a great story, and we are going to send her one of the best traffic vests that there are, one that has been approved, a reflective vest that will help protect her, and that will be sent out to her this week. But we have got to have the right equipment. We have got to be cognizant of our location, our environment. We've got to be more conscious of what is around us. A private security officer responding to an alarm on a private property responding to an alarm in a residential community went off the road into a lake and died. Speeding. Traveling too fast for conditions. Traveling too fast around a small road, around a curve. Another security officer also responding to an alarm just this past week in New York State. Responding to an alarm, not on private property, responding on public road, went through a red light, went through a stop sign, speeding. Another vehicle collided with them. Who's at fault? He was. He was injured, had to be rescued. The car had to be torn apart. We have got to be a little bit more safety conscious. We have got to understand that no matter where you are, no matter what your job is, there are a lot of safety concerns. It's not just that. It's also the environment, the weather. How many times do you see people standing outside in a rainstorm? How many times have you stood outside, thunder and the lightning? Oh, it's just a little storm. Ah, it's just passing by. Eh, it's nothing really too big. Thunder, folks, there is lightning. You may not see it, but it's there. It's in the air. It doesn't take a whole lot to be struck by lightning. You could be near a metal post, a metal fence, a tree, or even standing on wet grass. That's why they tell golfers, don't stand under the tree. Do not stand on the wet grass. If you find yourself stuck out there and you can't get back quick enough, go low to the ground. Hopefully, you'll be less of a target. But we are constantly pushing the envelope of safety. We're always doing things that are unsafe and reckless without the proper gear, without the proper training, without the proper knowledge. And that's why so many people die every year. I didn't pull the stats I should have from the Department of Labor, how many people have died on the job so far this year. I know there's been hundreds, maybe thousands. I'll have to check into that number. But wake up. Wake up. Understand that it is a dangerous environment regardless of what our post is, regardless of where we are. There are dangers lurking. Be alert. Safety first. Let that be first and foremost to you. Not necessarily dangerous from some armed suspect, not necessarily dangers from somebody who's going to shoot us or kill us, but there are dangers in the environment that we're in. There are dangers, you know? It could be something that you've gotten so used to that you just don't think about it. Don't see the trees to the forest, or the forest to the trees, or whatever that saying is. But tonight, I sure hope that we have opened your eyes just a little bit. I hope that we have sounded the alarm just a little bit. I know, it's kind of crazy, ain't it? crazy sound, but that's what it takes. There are a lot of noises in our environments these days. Sirens and horns and backup noises and diesels and things being thrown and tossed and falling. And, you know, and if you're talking on the two-way and you're trying to listen to your radio, you know, your MP3 player, you're not going to see, hear, or know what's going on. You're not going to have the time to get out of the way to prepare for it. We want you to be safe. Be safe in all that you do. I really hope that we have enlightened you today. I really hope that we have brought something to the forefront that maybe you haven't considered or thought about for some time. That's going to wrap up another program, as I say. 90 minutes. Come and gone already. I know it doesn't seem like it. It doesn't to me. Every time we do a radio program, seems like just a few minutes. Want to remind you, Tuesday night, do not forget about. About what? Well, what's happening on Tuesday night? So you already forgot. Not even off the program and already forgot. Tuesday night, we have the International First Chapter Meeting. We're all going to meet together on a conference call. Area code 712-432-0800. You're going to have to put in PIN number 843-081. 843-081. Again, that number, one more time, say it with me, 712 area code 432-0800, PIN number 843-081. Wow, we can't wait. This is going to be exciting. We will send out an email news blast. I hope you guys are liking that new Constant Contact notifier that we have subscribed to. It's really looks better. It's much more professional, and it's reaching our people much faster and quicker than we could type it all in and blah, blah, blah. That's all for tonight, folks. As I say, that's all, folks. We've had a great show. We really appreciate you being here. We hope that you've enjoyed it, too. Remember, www.privateofficer.com. Check it out frequently. Always got stuff happening there. And we got a lot going on. If you are interested in becoming an instant author, you can participate by writing 200-plus words and submit it to adminassist@privateofficer.com. We have great deals right now on memberships, $149.95 for lifetime, $49.95 for 2 years, 35% off right now. We have training CDs available. We got so much. We have flags. Wow. We got that brand new NSIC or whatever it's going to be called, similar to NCIC. That is big news, folks. Make it available. Let people know. We will be announcing some more big news this coming Tuesday. It will be huge. You won't want to miss the conference call. If you can't make it, send me an email, rickm@privateofficer.com. Until then, God bless. Have a great week. And we will see you again very soon on the radio. Good night.